All right, welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fonte.
Yes, sir.
How'd you guys enjoy your week off?
Manny it was Fonte, tragic.
You missed a birthday party on purpose.
Yeah, nah. What happened to you?
You knew you had a month off. Why are you taking off? You take off for Game of Thrones next week? Your niece is not even as important as Game of Thrones.
Come on, she's 4 years old. She ain't gonna remember that shit.
Okay.
Plus, I play with her all the time. Mm-hmm. Man. I play Super Prize with her. I play Shrek and Animals with her, all that stuff.
Yeah, she gonna remember.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna have that many more birthday parties with her.
Yep.
We gonna have plenty of birthday parties with her. It's not like she gonna be, y'all act like she gonna live in Cali and never come back.
No, she gone.
My mama fly out here for a birthday party. You know she will.
Oh my goodness.
So she's coming out here for spring break.
You
already know she gonna be out here for spring break.
You missed a good Chuck E. Cheese pizza. It wasn't bad.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad. It was all right. You missed all the kids running around, acting crazy.
Do they have any size with y'all there? Like,
no, size.
You had some buffalo wings or something?
Yeah, right. Size of cupcakes. Since that was it.
I didn't even get a cupcake, though. I thought somebody was going to send me one cupcake.
No, Shorty wrapped that food up. Took all that food up to the house.
Yeah, she did.
That's how that went.
How did they, get the food when my mother paid for the party? Like, how does that happen?
Because y'all don't ever say nothing.
Yeah, man. Who was y'all? I definitely would have said something when I was there.
Your sister-in-law came up to us and was like, so y'all gonna have y'all wedding at the Palms, right? I'm like, is that where you want us? That's where you want us to have the wedding?
That's where the Real World suite is at, right?
Oh my
God. Yeah.
See, she watched too much TV.
Yeah. All right.
She says she coming though, even though she's gonna be in California.
That's how many folks saying that.
Yeah.
So the party.
My mom said, she said that she, you know, invite me.
The Chuck E. Cheese party is where I found out about Nipsey being shot. And I thought to myself, I told Sarah this. I said, they shot Nipsey. That's what I said, right? Because I have, you know, Apple News, TMZ, whatever, notified me. Nipsey Hussle been shot. Mm. And then I opened up the article and it said, Nipsey Hussle was gunned down. And I was like, look, I told Sarah, I said, they put gun down in here like he dead. This is still early. He wasn't announced dead or anything like that. I didn't like that wording. So why the fuck they put gun down? Gun down means fatal. Like, you can't put somebody drowned and they didn't die. So we go out through our party, and then I remember I saw somebody tweet from who was actually there. They said Nipsey was unresponsive. And I was like, oh, shit. And then it said 3 people were actually shot and 1 was dead. And when they said that, I thought to myself, I was like, the odds are Nipsey's going to be the one that's dead. I couldn't picture the other 2 people being shot. And then when it happened, I just put like, damn, Nip, RIP. And Manny Fonte said that wasn't enough. He said, I should have went through all the whole ride around in my car, show my inside of my Buick Regal.
I remember Nipsey all week. Listen, I went to, it was shocking though. Yeah, I was at work, of course.
Yeah, we know you was. I tried to send Kiki out there to see you.
Y'all should have all came back. That should have been the after party.
We had to drop dad off. We come back to?
We'll come back to that.
We got 2 person on this one, the first one. So like when I found out, I was just like, they said, you know, I was like, so did they die? I'm texting who told me, and then I'm like, so did he die? And it was just like, well, we haven't got any news about that. And I get online, get on Twitter. Twitter is a place where you find out everything. And they just like, bunch of people saying he's already dead. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, okay. And then when you realize, I think it didn't hit me until I got home, though. Like, till I got home and really thought about it, like, and you started to, because I didn't have time to look at everything. But then you start to see all the stars say, damn, you know, damn. It's just like a star. Damn, Nip. I saw a lot of damn Nips.
Oh, okay.
So you was here. John was in his star bag right there. Yeah. John said, damn, Nip.
R.I.P.
Like, yeah. So then that's when it, like, really set down, like, brother's dead. And then you started watching all the videos.
Yeah, I didn't see none of those videos, man.
No, because so dude at work.
Which video are you talking about?
I saw the video where he was on the ground and they were trying to resuscitate him.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see the one where, I guess it's one where he got kicked.
So one of the videos is, and this is from Talking, what they said, that the guy shot him And when he went down, he went and kicked him in the head. And I said,
yeah, that's crazy.
That's why.
Yeah, I heard there's a video of Lauren London.
Yeah, I didn't watch that video either.
Me neither.
There's a video. Can you believe this? There's a video where somebody was recording the moment Lauren London found out.
At the hospital. I said, wow.
Well, y'all some sick. Why do y'all want to see that?
Yeah.
Everybody likes a train wreck.
Yeah, and it was just like, this Lauren London girl? I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Why would you set up for that?
Oh, I want to be
but
the
that's
one.
That's another conversation about social media and our phones just being the death of us. Like, I never had the sense.
Did you listen to the Brilliant Idiots episode?
Yeah, I did. That episode was
real
amazing.
Real quick, I think it's one of the best Nipsey Hussle episodes they did, but they had Wayno, who's on Everyday Struggle. And I think before they even started the episode, Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne said, are cell phones the new cigarettes? Yeah. Like how we're so addicted and we got to keep grabbing it. And that was when you brought up the social media. Yeah. Like, yeah, you got
to. But that was true though, because you're just like, you know, you can't go to sleep without it. It has to be right next to you. It has to be there. That's like, it's just.
I'm going to say something too. I was telling you how my phone cracked, right? And Sarah took it. It was strange/refreshing waking up and my phone. I couldn't grab my phone. Yeah. I had to go down. And then Sarah would tell you, she said when she came home, not only was the kitchen spotless, like garbage was taken out, the refrigerator was organized, the oven was clean. Everything. She said, when the hell did you have time to do this? I said, well, I woke up at 8. I came down to edit the podcast for 2 hours. Had nothing else to do. And I have an iPad, but yeah. I just worked and cleaned
and
everything.
And that's another thing I've learned. Like, yo, we be so just steady for our phones. Like I do some repetitive shit on my phone that just kills me.
Yeah, we talked about... Go ahead.
Yeah, I will go through my phone, open up Instagram, scroll about 3 times, close it, open it right back up. Yeah. And I'll just be like, what am I doing?
I noticed Sarah does it too. We'll just sit on the couch and she'll just pick up her phone and I was like, and I do it. I'm the same way. I say, I'll go through Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah. And I'm like, I just was over here. Ain't nothing changed.
But you know what I like? I like when we go out and we could just be talking to ourselves. I like being in areas where people don't have their phones out because it makes me feel like.
Well, if you want to be in an area where people ain't got any phones, show up to John and Sarah's wedding.
Yeah, that's what's up. But I like that idea, though. I love that idea that we're just going to be like in the moment. Like, you got to be in the moment. Like,
yeah.
Everybody can. You going to Tristan Thompson us, huh? You going to tell us everybody put your phones in here?
Okay. You gonna that's do? The guy you went with?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, the only one I know do it. Oh, Chris Brown did. That's it too.
Oh yeah. So we went through all that. The outpouring was great. The outpouring was the same thing. It was sort of the same vein as Mac. Everybody had a positive story.
It was bigger than Mac though.
No. Okay. That's what I'm saying. There was also the aspect of he was a community leader. He was doing positive. He's also
about to open
he's,
a Creole
what
store.
A lot of people don't understand is he was back to the essence of what a gang leader was, because remember, gangs showed up to protect the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was taking it back to that level, but he also was doing more and trying to get kids. He had a STEM program,
yeah,
right?
STEM program.
Opened up stores.
He made that whole plaza. That whole plaza.
And he was giving felons a job.
Yeah.
Which is a story that came out why.
No one had guns.
Yeah, because you can't have guns if you're a felon. So Eric Holder, which we've been holding this dude name, not the former attorney general, who's a great guy. This guy was the one who killed. And here's the story. The story is that he showed up and him and Nipsey got into a conversation and Nipsey told him, get off the property. You're a snitch. Where are your papers at? And dude felt some type of way. So he went home, found a ride. And the girl said, I had no idea what he was doing. And shot and killed him. Now, some of this is true. I don't know what is true, what is not true. He got caught checking himself into a mental facility under his own name. But people are saying that he has mental issues. And then that's one thing which...
But that sheds lights on a lot of things right there.
You're right. It sheds lights on...
That we need to discuss.
That Sarah, didn't I say... It was a podcast, let's do Unpopular Opinion. And there was a great episode about the Reagan administration and how during the Ronald Reagan administration, they closed down so many state-run mental facilities, right? Mm-hmm. Mental health facilities. And when you can track that number of those closed down in the rise of mass shootings, like because now mental health people didn't have a place to go. Mm-hmm. So you, and so that's one situation. Like, well, if that dude had a place to go, why would, you know, he could have got help. Two, how he mentally ill, but he's back on the streets and able to get a gun. That's another thing that we're not talking about, though. Everybody wants to talk about the conspiracy. I said, like, conspiracy theories. Let's talk about the stuff we can actually fix.
Well, it's not. It wasn't. He wasn't registered to him, right?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, so we already know a person.
But if you're in the hood, we can expect that you can get a gun.
But yeah, but the thing is, and I think Joe Budden brought this up, mental health people need to be registered the same way sexual offenders are registered. So the neighborhood and everybody knows, like, okay, you have an issue. So we know how to act around that person.
And I think that's the truth, though, because dealing with people with mental issues, you think about,
you can't register somebody's mental health issue, though. It's a big HIPAA violation.
Well,
because you don't, because if I check myself into a mental health facility and I'm not a celebrity, you don't know that. You're not supposed to know where I'm at. So you can never get a mental health facility, a mental health, you know, checklist or like a registration.
What about this, though? Here was another option. Another thing he put out, that when you are mentally ill, that maybe you should check in. Maybe I think Roy brought this up. Check in with a therapist the same way a felon or a parole. You got to check in with your parole or your probation officer. So if you had checked yourself in, let's say you were a danger. Obviously, if you suffer from depression, you might be a danger to yourself. But if you have something else off with you, not right with you, I should say, that you are a danger to the community, that you have to check in with a therapist. Could that be doable? Well, and especially if the therapist doesn't see you, like, okay, we need to let the authorities know that this person, I haven't seen them in the past 2 or 3 weeks or a month. I don't know if they're stable.
Well, the thing is, okay, this is the thing. If you have a mental health issue, first of all, you got to admit that you have a mental health issue, which means you have to talk to somebody who's going to diagnose you.
Okay.
When you commit a sex crime and you get caught, I mean, that's automatic.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people don't want to admit or let you know that they have something going on because they don't want to be like, I don't want to be diagnosed as crazy.
We're only talking about the people who have been diagnosed as mentally ill.
Okay, so they have to be diagnosed. Well, now you're talking about using a lot of resources that the government doesn't want to put up.
Well, listen, they've got money for wars.
Because you got to think about it. Yeah, they do. You're right. They got money for all that. But you got to think about it. Now you got an influx of therapists, an influx of people that need to check on these mentally ill people and things like that. And it's all going to cost money. That was a problem that people forget. That was a problem after Hurricane Katrina.
That's true, but
this is the reason for a lot of the things that happen, though. Yeah. So why haven't we invested in this, though? Because you think about the church shootings, you think about Vegas, you think about the club. These are all people with mental illnesses, but we're not.
The same way, like, if we put the money into education the same way we put into wars and defense funds, you avoid a lot of shit. Because now you're having a bunch of smart people. I feel the same way with you. When you said, Sarah, when you're talking about how it'll be expensive. But it is Eric Holder. We ain't getting into this just yet. He has to have, when you commit a crime, you have to have a lawyer, right? And then there are, you know, you can go and get you a Johnny Cochran if you can afford it. But if you can't afford a lawyer, you have a state will appoint you one, correct?
Yeah.
How come? We know that when Chris Darden was working for the state with Marsha Clark and them, they weren't making the money that Johnny Cochran was making. But they had a duty. Why is it not a duty in this society that we're just like, yo, if you have mental health issues, we have to have state-run therapists. Yeah, they're gonna make less money, but it helps. And once you do good at that or whatever, you can go into a private practice. Would that be something?
I think there's therapists that work for the state, though.
New York has a free thing. There's certain states that are doing it, but I was like, shoot, can we get that done? But either way, it's going to cost money, but it wouldn't cost as much if you had, you know, I work for the state the same way. Like, there should be, if we're really trying to fix that, there should be mental health facilities in prison. Like, don't just put the quote unquote crazy person in the box and then say, all right, you did your time. Get back out of here. Like, you didn't help him or her while they were in there. You're just going to put them right back out. So what do you guys think about Chris Darden? What is he doing?
He just needs a job.
Yeah.
This is the case you want to take?
Look, man, I don't know what to tell you.
That's free publicity for him. Go ahead.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, everyone's mad that he as a black man has taken on this case, but maybe to him, he's like, I'm just trying to work. I mean, when was the last time you heard Chris Darden, the OJ versus Simpson thing, the People versus OJ documentary? Yeah. That's the last time you thought about this man.
That's true. And a lot of people are thinking, like, I understand why people are so shocked that Eric Holder pled not guilty. I was like, he might try to see if he could prove, though.
Yeah, that's kind of weird that
I understand. Like, how many times have we seen somebody in broad daylight kill somebody and then just be like, "Yeah, I'm guilty. I did that shit." He might, if he does have the mental health issues, maybe he's gonna claim.
You gotta say guilty though. You gotta claim insanity though. Like, you can't say not guilty.
I don't know how that works. Yeah. I thought maybe later on you can go and prove, because guilty just means you're guilty of this, not guilty because of insanity or something like that.
Well, right now he's in solitary confinement.
Yeah. And they finally did find a place for the funeral they were looking for a while, but it's going to be at the Staples Center Thursday. I have no idea if it's going to be.
We're flying out there.
Okay. I have no idea if it's going to be streamed or anything, sort of like Michael Jackson was. I think it is
going to be streamed.
Or Aretha Franklin's funeral was streamed, but you can see it.
If it's not, it's going to be everywhere, though. Somebody's going to have their phone out.
They are
live.
Any other thoughts, Manny Fonz? Oh, we even get into I love to tell the story about how I learned about Nipsey Hussle. I've heard about him a little bit when he was bubbling under the surface, right? And I remember he dropped the mixtape. Damn it, I forgot which one it was. It wasn't Slaw. I don't think it was Slaw.
Crenshaw
might have been Crenshaw.
That's one for $100.
Yeah,
Crenshaw. That's my favorite.
Who the hell is going to spend, like? Because I didn't know who he was. And then the story turned around that Jay-Z had bought a few copies of it. And I was like, huh, Jay-Z got the...
More than a few, because I think it totaled like $100,000.
Yeah. And I said, he got the whole stamp of approval. He might be worth fucking with. Yeah, and then, me and Manny Fontaine listened to the album. Sarah, you weren't around. I don't even know where you were at, but you did go back to that Victory Lap Apple. And that's another thing. Monday morning, woke up.
What did we give Victory Lap? Do you know what we gave it?
4.5 or 5, something like that.
Yeah, I think we gave it 4 out of 5, but.
I went through that whole album at the gym. Yeah. Got me through the whole album, and I've been playing it throughout the episodes we do. So I've already done Right Hand to God. What song should we go out to today, Manny Fontaine?
I like Double Up. Double Up. Yeah. It's my joint.
And it's weird too, because it's weird how we act with humans, right? I saw somebody say, well, he was misogynistic and he was a former Crip. So this was the day it happened. So why do y'all care? Like, why do y'all care? I was like, he's still a human. And it's like, why are we not sympathetic when somebody's life is cut short? In that person's eyes, they didn't have a chance to turn shit around.
And my whole thing is hip hop is misogynistic.
No, she was referring to, say, what he has said something about light skin, like dark skin and light skin women. And then remember he had the when he put up a picture of gay men, thugs, and blah blah, and he's like, this is the only way media portrayed us. And then gay people got mad, and he was like, I was not trying to say gay is bad. And he said, who you love is between you and your God. I have nothing to do with that, blah blah. So he had to apologize, but I understood the optics. It did look wrong. But there's only two things I can think of. I understand former Crip. I get that, but it wasn't like this dude was calling shots. And
listen,
it's like you can't hate Nipsey and love.
That shit doesn't make any sense to me. Sororities, fraternities, and all that shit.
Kendrick, Kendrick is a blood.
The same thing. Like, I don't know. I just think it's weird. What do you think is going to take us though? What do you think?
The fact that all the gangs were together. I don't know how long that's going to last, but listen, I appreciate it while it's lasting. I saw Nori say that. He's like, black people, we look good when we're together. And I was like, you got to think about it. You honestly, y'all sitting in this room, you got to think about all the Bloods, the Crip, the GDs, the Vice Lords, the Blackstones. If they tomorrow turn just like, we're going to do positive shit, we're going to make sure everybody's going to, how powerful.
Yeah.
That's like, it's so easy to get people that, I'm not going to say it's so easy, but the fact that these gangs, these five large, predominantly black gangs were able to grab people and get them to commit crime for the past 40 or 50 years has been going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you got what you can do if you was like, well, fuck that shit, we're going to do something else. And then
I think this is the reason for some of the things like this. Yeah, we need to police ourselves, I think.
Yeah, like the Black Panthers. But that's what is it? You know, this is what I hope. I hope it doesn't discourage people. I hope people don't see this and be like, well, shit.
But a lot of stars are sounding very discouraged. They're like,
well, I know Saha. I was like, this is why I'm not as famous as Biz. Or so much drama. Shut up, Saha.
But I feel like if that's like the same thing about heartbreak. You get your heart broken. If you fear love.
How many men, you know, say, I ain't loving no more.
But that's crazy, though, then, because it's always, you could gain so much more from the perspective of what you lost. Like, we lost Nipsey Hussle, but we don't supposed to be like, all right, nobody do that again. We say, this is how we fix this. We get to our community. We start to focus on mental illness issues. We start to still give back more and start to care about each other more. It's just about caring about each other and loving each other more. But you don't beat fear with hate. You beat fear with love. Like,
but the thing is that, like, I'm sure you guys have been opening up your social media every day for the past week and prior and everything like that. But everyone shouldn't be like, man, we upset because someone famous got killed. Like, I just read the Chicago Tribune. They had 6 shootings in a weekend. Girl, all because
a lot of women dying.
All because it's warming up. You know, they've had shootings on the expressway. But like people just like avoid it, you know? But now everyone wants to feel so we're like gun violence is real in general. You know what I'm saying? And you can be upset that like this figure who was trying to do good in the community died because of gun violence, but you also gotta look like this stuff happens.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Nipsey Hussle.
But it's kinda like going back like with Kanye West. He was like, I'm gonna go to Chicago, I'm gonna fix it. He ain't been back since. He avoids it.
Don't want him to be there.
They're trying to fix their community. They're like, we got to fix it. But like, this goes on every major metropolitan area in a Black community. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing too. You're right. It's a lot of people.
Not hearing these rappers say, we need to stop gun violence. This is getting crazy. And it's sad because our rappers die. Majority of them die because of gun violence. Mm-hmm. But they're not speaking out against gun violence. And it's like you're saying, they're not speaking out against like, hey, we need to maybe do something with mental health, like put money into that if this guy was actually mentally ill.
Well, there's been some rappers that do mental health. I know Cole, maybe Chance. I don't know if Chance does, but Chance is a positive. Chance Joe is Budden, what Kanye should. Yeah, Joe Budden, a former rapper, Joe Budden. But Chance is doing what Kanye should have did. But see, that's the thing. A lot of people are just acting as if Nipsey is the first positive man from the hood to be killed in broad daylight. And you're right. That happens every summer in Chicago, New York, Houston, Miami, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit, LA. It happens.
I'm saying I feel bad. It's horrible that he died of gun violence. But what these rappers need to realize is that this is happening in your community right in front of your face.
And you're
can
pushing
turn
this narrative, yeah.
And you're pushing this narrative. And now you want to be like, and not even that. Like I'm saying, they're not even saying like, we need to do something about gun violence. This is getting ridiculous.
And it's always been that way too. That always bothered me because we, growing up in hip hop, you have to live your raps. And I was like, Stephen King does not have to live those books. He writes some murderous shit.
Yeah.
He does. Scorsese gives us gangster movies. Scorsese would tell you, I'm not a gangster. Denzel has been gangster in the movie. I'm not a gangster. It wouldn't have killed any of them once they got to a certain part in their careers to be like, yeah, don't do that dumb shit I rap about. That's just music, y'all. Do not go out and kill people. I'm telling you stories the same way Stephen King or Hitchcock would tell you a story. Do not do this shit. But yeah. No, it's just, yo, you got to be real. Then the guy did this, run up on me and I'll clap you. And then you get here and then people are shocked. Like, oh my God, I didn't know this could happen.
And like I said, I'm not saying that he deserved this anyway because he was trying to clean up his community and everything. But like, I mean, this stuff is becoming like it's becoming like so predictable.
Redundant.
Yeah, it's becoming really redundant. Who's the rapper in Philly? Jimmy Wapo. Didn't he die around the same time Mac Mill died? And he died of he got shot.
Yeah.
Like Philly or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. He was in Pittsburgh. I mean, this stuff happens.
I was telling Sarah.
I'm saying like he was probably something in Pittsburgh the same way Nipsey is something in, you know, out there in
South Central LA.
In LA. But since Nipsey, you know, just had this
Grammy nominated
album, he just did the GQ, you know, everything like that. Nice, yeah. Yeah, he's across a whole different genre, but it still doesn't take away the fact like, hey, gun violence is prevailing in these communities and maybe rappers should speak out more about that. It shouldn't take mass shootings. It shouldn't take somebody prolific getting shot. I mean, there's people who ride in cars with their kids in some of these neighborhoods and get shot at.
Yeah. These people got to go there and live there. Like, yeah. They have to wake up there. Yeah.
And they don't, you know, and they don't live that life, you know, that's mm-hmm. just where they're growing up. You know what I'm saying? So I would like to see more of like these rappers, like speaking out, saying like, we need to do something about this. There's no way that guy should have had a gun and should have been able to get that close to Nipsey's. There's no way someone should have an AK-47. And like you said, be able to shoot from a hotel room. There's no way that's, you know, Jimmy Wapo should have been killed on the street.
Understand that we're just a few weeks away from New Zealand, and New Zealand was like, fuck that. Y'all don't have an automatic weapons. Messed it up for everybody. And I was like, man, there should be, you know,
but they want us to kill ourselves. Like,
because it's the money. Yeah. The NRA and everything is the money.
Yeah. Like, they just
technically,
they could easily just do this.
And plus they're very good with changing the message. They'll say liberals want to take your guns, and liberals will be like, we just want better gun laws. So it's harder for you guys to have for certain people to have certain guns. And there isn't a logical reason for us to have automatic guns. You don't hunt deer with automatic guns. Why do we have those guns? All right, RIP Nipsey. Let's get into the bullshit real quick, though. Kodak Black.
I thought we were going to run over this.
No, we got to get into it because he's ready to shoot a shot. He's going to be a great guy. He says, I think next year is a leap year, so he's giving her 366 days. Lauren London to grieve, but he back at it. And the fact that, you know, T.I., T.I., say what you will about him. Positive brother. Outside of relationships, whatever. And he checked him. I respected his check.
Because he used the word expeditiously.
Expeditiously, yeah. He said, cut it out. Stop it. And do it expeditiously, right? The game was wild. And not because what the game said was wrong. It's just that the game's angle on it was, don't talk about that man's wife. That man died. And I was just like, well, Kanye West been dead to a lot of people. You have no problem talking about that man's wife.
Okay.
So I was like, your angle shouldn't have been that way. Like, that's the only reason he couldn't talk about it. But neither here nor there. Shout out to the game for still stepping up. And I was like, all right. But Kodak, did anybody see Kodak's cleanup?
No, I saw it. I said I'd give a year shit. What the fuck?
And then he talked about some. They didn't put all the positive stuff I said I was going to do, like, because he influenced me. But so y'all lying to yourself. Y'all say you fuck. All right, Kodak Black, listen to me. I know you're young.
That's the excuse we get.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I know you're not young. No, brother. Nobody's saying that Lauren London is not an attractive woman. But who the fuck is ready to shoot a shot? The body hasn't even been buried. And that shouldn't even be nobody's thinking. Somebody who even finds her attractive. That should not be your thinking. That shouldn't be no one's thinking. Like, when somebody dies, who the hell is just like, all right, yeah, John just died. I'm going to give Sarah a year. Melissa going to need a new stepdaddy anyway.
New girl in the market. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
That's your and mindset.
To say that out in the world.
Let's be real. This is what I told John. I was like, I'm pretty sure Kodak Black was like, had a lack of oxygen at birth. And John was like, yeah, his mom probably drank. I mean, this is just how he comes off.
Yeah, Kodak Black has gotten to Azealia Banks territory where we only talk about the negative stuff he's doing. I told you guys that the trial is going to trial. It was supposed to be April. I think it's either going to be summer or late fall where they're going to have the trial date. When we started doing about a week ago, we talked about how he don't like dark women. So obviously Lauren London is up his alley. He's been shooting. He shot a shot at Young M.A., another light-skinned woman, but you're not her type. He's just been doing reckless. When's the last time we talked about, and granted, from what they said, I haven't listened to it. I was on 21 Savage in December and really haven't got back to the Kodak Black album. The first album wasn't that bad to me. But outside of that, when he dropped the second studio album, nobody says nothing positive about Kodak Black. Yeah. Like, you're only in the news for bad shit. And that's just dangerous to start keep doing that.
I can't even deal with Kodak Black's voice. Nah. Like, that's how bad it is.
Nah.
All right. How do y'all feel about Offset coming to Cardi's defense when she didn't need him to come to the defense?
That's right. That's right.
Get your shit off, King. That's how you felt.
Yeah.
He said all these. What was? Is that a shot? No, because all right. He tried to do a cleanup. He said all these chicks follow her, follow after Cardi. He deleted that, and then said, "I'm talking."
Why was he coming to the defense? Though I'm sorry.
That's what I said. Didn't need. He just talked blue.
Okay.
So then he came back and said, "I'm only talking about the strippers," and I'm like, "Oh." Okay, the strippers after Cardi. So, because I guess people were Trina was known to strip. So, she was not the first stripper rapper or whatever. So, I don't know who the new strippers is. I don't know if any of the dolls were strippers beforehand. So, I don't know who he's talking about. A lot of people think this might be because Meg Thee Stallion is picking up steam.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yo, don't turn Cardi into Nicki. That was Nicki's problem. With like, yo, you're not embracing the stuff. And Cardi's not even saying this. Yo, you just got her back. Relax. Why? You ain't got to fight no fights. Just chill out.
Maybe this is really bothering Cardi, though.
Well, maybe this is a distraction for the fact that the album he dropped wasn't that great.
Well, that was predictable.
How many sales did that get?
I don't know, but I'm just saying that wasn't the thing that people were just dropping to.
That so, clout. That's the only song niggas played, really.
Oh, Made Man, I thought. I seen that.
Yeah, Made Man and Clout.
Kid the Great dance to that. So that's it. I mean... Relax. I mean, she's going to be on Summer Jam. She's at Made in America Festival.
I think she's at BeautyCon, too.
She might be. Yo, just she good. She don't need you to do anything.
No, she don't.
Relax. Just get it popping. Anybody excited for, real quick, though, Kanye West, Sunday Service, Coachella. He's bringing it there.
No, I'm not excited about that.
You don't think this is going to be?
I mean, we already have seen it so many times.
This might be the closest we get to the old Kanye.
No, I'm not excited. I'm tired of seeing Sunday Service.
What about
like I'm just like who isn't tired of it? It was exciting that first time you saw it, but then when it just kept on going, it's just like y'all dress up like fools every Sunday to do this crazy.
Dang, many people
wow.
are like fools.
They look like idiots. I'm sorry, they look like spacesuits.
So, they don't look like they look like choir robes.
No, yeah, they don't look like choir robes. They look like idiots.
But like, you can tell Kanye, he was praying and everything.
I don't mind that either, but I'm just saying is that. I'm not trying to go to the church of Kanye. I'm just not.
Well, it hasn't burned down yet, so it may be okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It looks like Beyonce's Coachella documentary is going to be on Netflix April 17th.
Okay.
She signed with Adidas. With
I heard about Park. That.
This is the
man,
thing
I bet you her clothes going to be like $200 or a sweatshirt or something.
They're saying because Adidas got Beyonce, Nike probably gonna get Zion. They don't have money to get both of them.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about that Reebok story? Listen, here's the why the Reebok. So for those
I think it could be accurate.
The
Who
Reebok
knows?
Story was that she walked out and because there was no diversity in the pitch meeting either. No black person in there, or even I guess in the what's that shit called? PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
And then Reebok denied it. And then I thought to myself, for those who don't know, you know why that story was a little off? Because Adidas owns Reebok. So that'd be like if she walked out of Converse and then signed to Nike. I'm like, wait a second.
I didn't know Adidas owned.
Yeah, they bought them a few years ago. So Adidas owns Reebok.
So therefore, that don't make any sense at all then, period.
No, it didn't really. And you know, Beyonce's not one to talk to be like, that didn't happen. I didn't do that and blah, blah. But it's just like, well, of course, the bigger company would want her. anything. Oh, what did you think about the Beyonce baby picture that Jason Lee reportedly posted? He had got it and posted and tried to do the delete thing.
He acting like him and Beyonce are really friends, and like Beyonce don't give a fuck about
who's
him.
Who's Jason Lee?
He's on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
He's the chunky biracial dude, the gay one.
He got Beyonce picture like that for him?
He
got it from somewhere and he posted it. Like it wasn't that Beyonce had sent him that picture. Okay. Blue holding her little brother and sister. Who was the little girl he met? Who was the little Brandy? Remember Lil B?
Yeah.
Love Hip Hop. Remember she was like, Beyonce's my best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was a picture of her and Beyonce after like a concert.
Yeah, backstage at a concert.
They all think that Beyonce their best friend. Ghost thought he was Beyonce was his best friend. I was like, the double kiss.
Ghost was trying to get that.
What you think about that, sir?
Stay away from it. Stay away from her.
Oh my goodness. Look at the
Go home to your wife.
The NAACP. I said, man, the NAACP Image Awards, we should have been like, wow, the stars, you know, black people always say, y'all don't go to our shit. Y'all go to the Grammys and blah, blah, blah. The stars were there. And the two biggest stories was Ghost with the Double Kiss and Chris Rock talking about Jussie Smollett.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious. Oh shit,
yeah, since we've been, Jesse got free and then the city wanted his money back. We didn't
even, yeah, I know. That was hilarious.
City said, you don't think we intend to get our money back?
That was hilarious.
Yo, relax. Chicago is hey,
first of all, why'd you let him go? I don't understand.
Well, the attorney did, and the county attorney, yeah. I think, and then they mad at
that
her.
That was a quick trial.
It was.
How was his trial that quick? And R. Kelly still ain't went back to trial. Yeah, they got. And what happened to those damn tapes?
I don't know. But he forfeited his $10,000 bond, did some community service, and was bouncing. They were like, Rahm Emanuel was even. I said, you, bro, you almost out of here. He out of here now. Lori Littlefoot.
Is he coming back to Empire?
That's what they said.
Yeah. They said, this is.
So oh, what? This is a debacle, man. This is crazy.
You don't watch Empire. You
I
don't
know,
care.
But I stop watching that shit, man.
Yeah, I'm done with The Walking Dead, finally. I said, I finished it. Yeah, this season is over me. This season's done. When I come back.
Yeah, man. Somebody said that, somebody put a post up and said that Walking Dead ending an episode, whatever, shocks it's only four fans to still watch.
Yo, man, I was done with it. Is that all the Beyonce news? I think we're good with Beyonce news. So now, y'all.
Why that shit coming out on a Wednesday?
Because they're weird. Netflix is like, Netflix don't care about the weekend. It's just like, yeah, that's like, you should have dropped that on Friday night.
What's about
the Beyonce? It said they posted a picture that said homecoming. Remember how it was like a HBCU, her fraternity and stuff like that?
Okay.
It said April 17th. And you're just like, why is it in the middle of the week? All right. Now, who want to discuss Billy Ray Cyrus getting Lil Nas X out the paint?
Yo.
Riding his Maserati? It's so hard. Sports car. Hey, listen. First of all, he showed you how to do this country thing.
I showed you how to do this.
Yo, his verse is so hype. I want to hear it in the club. Like, that's so.
Yes.
I'm like, yo, in my Maserati sports car. I said he went ham. I throw my mimosa everywhere in that moment.
Yo, maybe if I say, yo, you didn't go to dad's room and say, where your boots?
Man, I got to wear these boots. Listen, man. I need a cowboy hat.
I told Sarah how hard it is to take boots off. Remember dad used to be like, I said, why you put these on?
It's crazy.
Yo, boots are tough, man.
It's a crowd deal.
Oh my God!
And my Maserati sports car.
Yeah, we missed all that. Lil Nas X.
Man, I love that. I do too.
I'm almost getting to the point that shit. I was thinking, why we even got genres anymore, man? Just music is music. Motherfuckers listen to everything anyway.
Yeah. I wish that people weren't like that though. Like, they got pop country now. You know what I'm saying?
Taylor Swift, yeah, sure. That yeah. So was on Shania Twain. She was doing pop country.
And Luke Bryan does it basically. Yep. Yeah. And they so mad that this. Young ass dude.
They said it was a mistake. And we weren't supposed to put him in there.
Made this dope ass country song. It was dope before Billy Ray even got on it. It just wasn't long enough.
Yeah, it was a country interlude. It was 90
I mean, really,
long.
Billy Ray only extended 50 seconds. Yeah. That's it.
But he snapped. I mean,
yeah, you know.
Get Casey Musgrave on that bitch. Get
her. You know, he dug Billy Ray Cyrus.
Get Garth Brooks on there.
Look,
he
dug Billy Ray Cyrus from underneath Miley Cyrus's billions of dollars and said, hey, you want to jump on this? And Billy Ray was like, shit, I ain't doing nothing but living off of and Miley's money anyway.
If he wrote that, oh my gosh, I better snap.
Yeah, and I think Ebro pointed out how dope it was because Lil Nas X is talking about horses and being in the country, and then which is more of a country vibe to it, where Billy Ray Cyrus is talking about Maseratis and Fendi bags and stuff. That's the hip hop side. I was like, yo, they did that on purpose.
That's beautiful.
Let's get it popping. But you're right. I do want to hear that in the club. We played it. It's going to be in the wedding playlist. Don't worry. It's coming. Just look at Sarah's face.
Yo, put that on. We're going to get lit.
You're going to do the. We're going to get real drunk.
I'm going to have edibles, man. We're going to have a good time.
Nah, man. I'm going to need you to chillax. Come on. You could do that the next day after the wedding.
Come on.
Just stay an extra day. I am not doing edibles on my wedding night.
Nah, this is not going to make for a good night.
We'll try before we get there so you know how it feels. And then
you already tried it, remember? Yeah, maybe you forgot how you got home.
No, I said I was high for a long time. I didn't say I forgot how to get home. I'm trying to make it like that. Come on.
No, you said you drove home and don't even realize how you got there.
No, truthfully, yeah.
That's dangerous right there. Dangerous.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it at your house. So y'all ain't gonna
at the end
that.
Of the suite?
No, I'm talking about here. We'll try it.
Oh, shit.
before we start. Like, yo, I'll buy it next week.
No, he's wilding.
Yeah, all right. Really.
Let's see. Anybody listen to Logic Supermarket? This is rock and roll album?
Absolutely not. Okay. Go right past it.
I just got Childish Gambino, Guava Island. Look like it's dropping April 13th. Thanks to Spotify.
What's that? That's the album?
Yeah, basically this album, maybe probably soundtrack to that movie he's doing with Rihanna.
Okay.
So.
We need Atlanta to come back. And where is his album?
I don't know why y'all trust Childish Gambino with Atlanta. He's gonna give up on y'all on that pretty soon. He's gonna be one of those like, I just don't have the vibe for it anymore.
Okay.
Got a little too constructive, and I like to be wild with mine. He's gonna do it.
Well, take his ass out. His brother's one of the writers anyway. His brother need a job.
You're right.
Just remove him as a character.
It won't be the best though. I get scared of things like artists like him, because he's the type of artist that always starts something and never finish it.
All right, before we get out of here, Kodak Black has really officially apologized. He said, "My bad, so don't shoot. If I disrespected Laura London in any way, even though I know I didn't, stop it. That's not a good apology. My bad. So you got that. J. Cole did have his Dreamville Festival. J. Cole, Big Sean, paid tribute to Nipsey Hussle. I did see him do it. He performed Big Sean's. Yeah. I didn't see Big Sean's. I saw
Big Sean.
J. Cole's. What did he do?
He did a whole new rap. A whole new rap. About,
oh, man, I got to see that.
Yeah, I got it on my phone. My phone's in the car. Sorry. I said, go to his page. It's on his page. On Instagram.
Okay, let me check out this, and we'll play a little. I can't wait till we get a longer cord and everybody can hook their own phone. Many far, they're going to start bringing this phone in when that happens. So Big Sean, who's done a little bit of therapy. Is it this?
Got a mirror on the keys right now.
It's like 6 minutes though.
Hey, I pray everything I'm dropping on wax is sticking. I've been giving this shit blood, sweat, tears in my kidneys. Was fucked up what happened to Nipsey, this shit is sickening. Texting each other like, we gonna get up soon. Tell me how the fuck you think I feel now knowing we didn't. That taught me next time, I think we got all the time in the world. Shit, just know really it isn't. You died the same age as Jesus, both God's children. I seen kings of my city get killed for wearing Cartier wires. The snitching talk through the wire. My hood is worse than the wire. They say shit gotta change. I'm like, you preaching to the choir. They throwing young souls away like they spoiled or expired. God, give me the strength required. Answers that I inquire. My worst trait is I'm always thinking ahead and not appreciating everything now that's been acquired. Forgive me, my mind needs a rewire.
Let's stop right there, because it's like a bunch of videos, and then me swiping through is not going to work. You're going to fix it. Sound dope. There you go. Big Sean. Add him to the list.
He thanked Jhené Aiko, too.
Bring it up, what you say? Bring it up.
He thanked Jhené Aiko. He's like, yo. He thanked a bunch of stars for just being great influencers.
All right. That is the I think we're, let me go to gossip to make sure there's nothing else in here. R. Kelly asked the media to leave him alone ahead of appearance at a poorly attended private event.
Leave me alone.
Melinda Williams is engaged. She's the one who played Bird on the TV show Soul Food. NBA Youngboy officially charged in a marijuana possession case. Mark Jacobs got married. We're good. All right. That's the episode, man. I have no idea when we come. Y'all want to review the new Khalid album?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, that's nice. That should be good. I love talk.
Yeah.
And then y'all want to do next week, not next week, but the week after, give our thoughts on the premiere episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, we definitely could do that. Give
thoughts on that. All right.
Yeah. Shy came back today.
Yeah. I've been meaning to show Sarah the first 3 episodes of Shy. I have it on my Vudu account, but I just haven't got to it. So.
Well, you got my code and you can use that.
Oh, yeah. You guys have Showtime. I forgot. I was like, what are you talking about? All right. At One and Only. At Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, RIP at Nipsey Hussle. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.
Double up. 3 or 4 times. I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies. I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies. I just.
5, 4, 3, 2. That's time I got to you. That money, my dreams come true.
turned 7 to a 14. 14 to a whole thing. Lord knows it's a cold game. Switched up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Backseat blowing propane. All black, fire, gold chains. Young rich nigga bossed up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chains. RC, we for show bang. Tiny Lokes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope gang? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? But you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change. Fucked up when the dough bashed. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they clothes change. At the park with the low fade. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-bys, that was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJs, trying to make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Trying to double up, yeah. Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just. Yeah. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's time. I got to you that money. My dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew?
Dreams.